So all these things are all in our experience, aren't they? All these images are very, very close to us, very near at hand, and you know, we can use them, we can look at these things, and they teach us, they remind us of how it is with everything. So use these similes to meditate on your experience, and maybe, who knows, you'll get a glimpse of what the Diamond Sutra is pointing to, a glimpse of what it means not to have fallen among things. The Bodhisattva, the true, the great Bodhisattva, the Mahasattva, hasn't fallen among things. He goes along alive to the insubstantiality, the magical display, utterly absorbed in the great work, which is, of course, for him, the great play of enriching the world. He gives himself to all completely. He builds Buddha fields. His eye, his wisdom eye, is always on the Buddha, the vast, all-pervading body of Dharma, manifesting in this magical display, manifesting as this magical display. The Bodhisattva, who seems to look and act like the rest of us, who is very familiar, but who is not fallen among things, is a stranger, passing through on his endless journey to free, to give life, to enrich, to awaken. And he is, after all, a picture of ourselves, what we really are. If we would look deeper, look deepest, looked into the profoundest depths. And I'm going to end in a strange place, not with the Diamond Sutra, but with a poem again by, it's funny how he's come up about by Wallace Stevens, this American poet I'm very keen on. This is called Angels Surrounded by Paysans, Angels Surrounded by Peasants. One of the countrymen speaks. There is a welcome at the door to which no one comes. The angel. I am the angel of reality, seen for a moment standing in the door. I have neither ashen wing nor wear of ore, and live without a tepid aureole or stars that follow me, not to attend, but of my being and its knowing part. I am one of you, and being one of you is being and knowing what I am and know. Yet I am the necessary angel of earth, since in my sight you see the earth again, cleared of its stiff and stubborn man-locked set, and in my hearing you hear its tragic drone rise liquidly in liquid lingerings, like watery words awash, like meanings said by repetitions of half-meanings. Am I not myself only half of a figure of a sort, a figure half seen, or seen for a moment, a man of the mind, an apparition, apparelled in apparels of such lightest look that a turn of my shoulder, and quickly, too quickly, I am gone?